So yeah. You were in Britain.
Yes.
When did you see them again?
1953.
So you studied?
I finished my studies and I was teaching.
Oh, you were teaching?
I was teaching.
In London?
I was teaching in London. Well, I was living in London at the time, but it's such a long story. I met some friends when I was in Eastbourne. And I had no money, and my family were all disbanded and just scrapping a living. They had to. My dad is very, he's got such a lot of going. He doesn't stand still. They had this house and a little garden. He started, you know, to put in potatoes or courgettes or something to live, you know, literally off the land.
When you were teaching?
I was teaching, and I went to this Jewish school in Brighton. The man who owned it, it was a private school. He was Jewish, Irish Jewish. But all the teachers were Roman Catholic. I was the only Jewish girl there. And he was a bastard. He was a real swine. He treated me so, so badly. One of the teachers who was running the school, he was so sympathetic. And I used to go and cry. And he said, I'll go and have a... How dare he treat you like that when your people are suffering for it, and you are here to, you're working very hard. And spoke to him, no, well, that's the way it is. He's running a school, and that's it. Oh, that's another really quite a sad story. He was nasty. He was really nasty to me, very much. To the extent, I'll just tell you this bit. It was Yom Kippur, and I'm raised not very frum, but I'm Jewish, also, you know, I wanted to fast for Yom Kippur. My college were dishing, there wasn't even bacon at that time, God knows what it was, rabbits and all kinds of things, and I wanted to have a kosher meal. So I went to a cafe, would you believe it, how your mind works at that time, went to a cafe and asked for 2 fried eggs. And that was as kosher as that was to me, to fast on the... And I used to work every other weekend, so that was Yom Kippur there, and it was a Saturday. And I was working on Saturday, Yom Kippur, and the headmaster, and he wasn't Catholic, he was just Church of England or something. He came up at lunchtime and he said, are you all right? And he brought me a cup of tea. I said, no, I had not a cup of tea, glass of... No, that's our, you know, Day of Atonement. And you are working? You're working with young children and it's 3 o'clock now? And you... Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. That's fine. And he went and had a barney with the head teacher. He said, well, she's Jewish, so I'm Jewish. It's a mitzvah that she's working with children, with Jewish children. What kind of a mitzvah is that? I'm Jewish too. And there were other people to take over.
But the children were Jewish as well.
The children, it's a Jewish school. Right. The children were Jewish. The owner, that's the principal, Mr. Eliasov, I'll never forget his name. He owned the school. But he employed Catholic, most of them were Catholic. But this headmaster who ran the school, he wasn't Catholic, but he was also not Jewish. And he was very sympathetic. He was such a nice man. So I said, I really need to leave, Mr. Kemp. He was kind of nice to talk to. He said, you don't leave now because that's your first year. That's how I remember it was my first year. It'll be in here, it'll be a bad spell on you to leave after. The fault will be on you. Anyone who will ask, why did you leave? Not finishing a year. So I stomached it and finished a year. And I said to him in due course, I'm leaving. So I've been writing applications and I've been asked for an interview for Sunday, for Sunday to go for an interview. I was to be on duty. He wouldn't let me go to the interview. I was heartbroken, so I went crying to Mr. Kemp. What, he can't do that. Well, he's doing that. What can I do? I live there. I have nowhere to go. He knows I'm leaving, and he knows I'm looking for a job. He doesn't allow me to go for an interview. And Sunday was my day. Sunday was a Sunday. Everybody was... So anyway, he said, well, let's face it. That's Mr. Kemp, the headmaster. He said, well, go and phone. It was a head teacher owning a school, a private school, and tell her that something happened. Make a story, he said, I don't care. Tell any story and tell her you just can't make it if she will see you the next Sunday when you are off duty. So I went to the phone. There was a phone in the school. He wouldn't let me use the phone. You can go outside and phone. This telephone is a pay box telephone. To tell him that I'm cancelling my interview, it's not so easy to get an interview and cancel it. So Mr. Kemp said, well, just go outside and make that phone call, for God's sake. So I phoned. And I said, I don't know what I said. I said there was a teacher, I don't know, I made up a story, who fell ill all of a sudden and I had to take over. So it sounded very good and very kosher, very sympathetic. And this is it. I went the following Sunday and I got the job eventually. It was in Surrey, near Epsom, near Dorking in Surrey, Mickleham. It's a nice, lovely little village in Surrey. It was very nice.
Do you think he was so harsh to you, especially because you were foreign, you'd come from somewhere else, or was he like that with everybody?
No, I was the only one in that position. He was strict, but I mean, they all took him for what he is, and they knew how he to tackle him, but he was absolutely nasty to me. He really was, and as I say, it shows you from what he did for Yom Kippur. I never forgave him for that. He was really nasty. For someone else who is not even Jewish, to be more sympathetic. Mm. And after that, to not let me use a phone, to not let me... So what, am I a prisoner there? I gave notice, a due notice. And he knows I have nowhere to go. I have to look for a job. And that's an interview for a job.
You were very brave.
I wasn't brave. When you were I was cornered. What do you do? You're just under this kind of thing. That Mr. Kim, he was the angel, because I didn't, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know how to write an application for a job. I was in Brighton. A very well-known friend asked me for a Friday night for Shabbos evening, and she said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I just come from holiday from the other place. What was it?
Eastbourne.
And nothing really. So what, are you doing nothing? I said, yes. Oh, she said, well, let's finish dinner. And there is this Eliasov, that school, he's always looking for new teachers.
Probably he loses them so rapidly.
Absolutely, they don't last a year like I did. So she picked up the phone and she phoned him. I've got a blah, 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 newly qualified, excellent thing, and very, you know, nice young lady and all that. Yes, send her to see me on Sunday. That was Friday night. He picked up the phone and he would not allow me to pick up the phone for Saturday. But he picked up the phone.